True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
We went through a little bit of a stretch earlier this year where Michigan and Michigan State were ranked 1 and 2 in college hockey. Michigan State was 1, Michigan was 2. Now Michigan's 1, Wisconsin's 2, Michigan State is 3, but they're clearly two of the best teams in college hockey. Will we get to a point where Michigan and Michigan State are ranked 1 and 2 in basketball? Because they both are just absolutely killing people right now.
Yeah, they look, both programs look really, really good in basketball.
And ironically,
and really good in football and hockey. I mean,
ironically, there is a Big Ten team that is number one. That's Purdue. But there are going to be some absolute lights out matchups at the top of the conference this year.
It's like Purdue always hovers around number one, just disappoint.
Yeah, I mean, they've kind of had some breakthrough moments for them, but they did make it to a national championship game. But
still haven't won that one. I've been waiting for Purdue to win the national championship since I was a kid.
Yeah.
The Joe Barry Carroll days, way back when they had one of the best players in college basketball and then nothing. And they still haven't won a championship.
Can you name one other player from that Purdue team that went to the Final Four with Joe Barry Carroll?
Barnes.
Like
1980.
80 Purdue basketball. You're hoping there's a Barnes, aren't you?
Yeah. Johnson.
Smith.
Capitelli.
Well, I bet there's not a Capitelli. Roosevelt Barnes.
You're welcome.
Was that a straight up guess?
It was 80% guess. It was part of me that said, is there a Barnes on the team?
There is.
You mean Derek Barnes? Is that what you're trying to say?
Was he related to Derek Barnes?
Purdue guys.
Yeah, they're both Purdue guys, yeah.
It was another Roosevelt that rolled through Purdue football. Remember Roosevelt Coleman?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I just thought about it 5 seconds ago. Yeah.
Wonder if he's related to Roosevelt Barnes.
Hey, maybe.
Could be.
Yeah.
You know, that's how. Yeah. All right, so Lions. Whew. Huge game tomorrow. Absolutely huge. We've talked about it a little bit in the first couple hours of this show. But Scott, one of the things that was amazing in retrospect, in the first game, and we touched on this briefly yesterday, but you talk about big matchups. The Lions' most potent weapon on display last Sunday was Jahmyr Gibbs, who looked unstoppable. Green Bay stopped him. He had 19 touches for 50 yards. The Lions tried to showcase him in that first game against the Packers. And they completely handled him. Now, 10 catches for 30 yards or 31 yards.
31 yards. 19 rushing on like 9 rushes.
I think it set a record for most receptions and the fewest yards. what Jahmyr Gibbs did in that game. And will Green Bay slow Jahmyr Gibbs tomorrow?
I think that's going to be what they're going to try to do. 100%, they should try to do that. It worked to perfection in the opener on the year. But I don't think they're going to have the same results that they did the first game. This is a better offensive line. They're playing as a better offensive line now than they did in week one. In fact, week one was that, let's, you know, hit yourself in the face with a bucket of ice cold water because you were horrible in the first week. Mm-hmm. They vastly improved since then. That being said, I still think Green Bay's focal point is a focus on defense is to stop Jahmyr Gibbs. So I don't think Jahmyr Gibbs is going to get, he's not going to have a 264-yard day. I can't imagine that's going to happen. But will he still be able to get yards? Will he be able to contribute close to 100 yards in offense? It's possible because he can break one at any time. That's why I wouldn't bet against him. So I think he can still get some yards, but this might be maybe this is more of a David Montgomery game. And if you have both running backs on the field at the same time, it just keys their defense to look over at zero, watch out for him. Look, they threw it 10 times to him last time. They'll probably throw a bunch to him at least that would be in their mindset. And then the next thing you know, Monty's going up the middle for 5 or 6 yards.
I don't want to spend too many plays using Jahmyr Gibbs as a decoy, but
I'm not saying he has to be a decoy. I mean, but I think that's
I thought that's exactly what you just said.
No, but I think it's gonna be too much of that. I think he's gonna get his yards, and then he's, but it's not gonna be the 200 yards. I think they can split things up where Montgomery gets yards too.
Montgomery is an exceptionally good running back who, in recent weeks, it feels like he's, you know, been more of a number two, and because for a while there felt like 1 and 1A. He's certainly capable. And Gibbs is so damn explosive. And Green Bay is pretty good at keeping inside and in front. They don't give up a lot of explosive plays. And Gibbs is an explosive play waiting to happen. Lions also have to break this pattern. They haven't won back-to-back games since week 4 and week 5 when they beat Cleveland and Cincinnati. It's been win-loss, 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 and now another win. Got to break this pattern for whatever reason. It's been what's been going on. At least they haven't had a look.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Losing streak. Feels like it's time. I'm usually pretty optimistic and trying to figure out how things can work out. This is such an important game, and given that Chicago plays at Philadelphia on Friday, and that's a tough game for them. And Philly, you know, Chicago's in the honeymoon stage of Ben Johnson, and the honeymoon, like, Chicago's flying close to the sun every week and winning more often than not. That is considered an applaudable trait when you're new, you're just on the stage, you're winning games, you're finding ways to win in these close battles, even though some of them have similar ugly traits to the Lions games, right? I mean, same thing. They were down 2 scores against the Giants. They came back and win. Bravo.
Yeah.
Lions do it. Expectations have changed, and people think are treating that game Sunday like it was a loss. It's, you know, it's all the context of where you are. Chicago, what they have done is impressive. The Lions don't get credit for finding ways to win the way Chicago gets credit for finding ways to win.
No, they did. They did when they went 9-8.
Yeah.
So that's where the Bears are at this point. Because they were new, right? Yeah, but I also think, you know, this is a huge game of the Bears. This is a prove-it game, a yardstick game. Philadelphia is no joke. And the last time they had a game like that, it was against Detroit, and they failed miserably. But it was only the week 2 of the season for them. Mm-hmm. They're playing better. They're still not this well-oiled machine. They have plays where you're like, there you go. That's how it's supposed to be. Caleb Williams is an escape artist. He's absolutely Houdini back there, getting himself out of trouble and buying himself extra time. What he hasn't done as much of after he does that is come up with a big play. The big play was simply not taking the 8-yard loss or the 10-yard loss, which is big enough, but he's going to start converting those where he gets free from that pass rush. The next thing you know, he hits one of his receivers for a 35, 45-yard gain.
I don't know if this is a factor. It's something to look out for. Green Bay scored 7 first-quarter points in their last 4 games. Seems like they've been getting off to slow starts. Can you take advantage of that and get a lead early? Because you don't want to be trailing, and you don't want to be in down in distances where the Packers' pass rush gets to pin their ears back. You want them to have to be in a position to respect the run, which is why you want to take a lead on this team early.
I think we'll see one of these games where, I should say, do you think we'll see one of these games where it's the first half, late in the first half, Lions have the ball and it's only their third possession?
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.